Hello, welcome to the Yarnings Podcast. This is Christine, and I'll be your host. This last week has been crazy. Like I said on the last podcast, I thought I was getting sick. Sure enough, I did. It put me out of commission for a good few days, and that was valuable time that I was prepping for my craft show. So I was kind of out of it, and I just had to let go a little bit and know that what I have is going to be enough and go from there, because you really can't control it when you're sick. So then this week, I coughed so hard that I pulled something in my back. So I look like a little old lady walking around. So this week's episode is called Outside. Because I have been working, I'm going outside of my comfort zone. For me, my comfort zone is just pretty much my house. I would be pretty happy to be in here all the time in my jammies. But I know there are things out there that I am missing out on if I don't get out of my jammies and try new things. So, the exciting thing that I did this week was I ventured out in the bus system from Washington to Oregon, and I went to Portland to see my friend Tara Swiger in Portland. She had a trunk show at Twisted in Portland here, and I got to go to that. And before that, I got to hang out with her for a while and sit and chat, and it was delightful. And then I got to meet some people that I've been waiting to meet for a long time. Sister Diane. I took a class from her at the beginning of the year, and we've tried several times to meet. And so I got to meet her. I got to meet Lee, that's Lethal on Twitter, and Dryden, who's designated Dryden. And I've taken some classes with her in the same ones as me. And so that was fun. And it just was such a blast. I had a fabulous day. And all because I let myself go out of my comfort zone. I wanted to give a little shout out to Rachel from the Knit Sense podcast for giving me some tips on the volume of my music. Thanks so much for your help. If you're not listening to the Knit Sense podcast, you absolutely should be. She is very clever, so check it out. What have I been yarning this week? Let's see. I've been doing tons for my craft show, obviously, but I cast on a new pair of socks because I needed something for my bus rides and for the trunk show so that I had something easy in my hands that I could just go. So I searched around quite a while on Ravelry before I found a pair of socks that I thought was going to be just easy, but not too easy. And I searched through my stash until I found some yarn that I thought would be just patterned enough, but not too odd. And so I cast on these socks. And when I went to add them in Ravelry, I realized it's the same author of the Malabrigo socks that I made a couple months ago. And this author has only had a couple patterns. So how, out of the whole thing of Ravelry, do I find the same author of socks multiple times? I don't know. They are called Coming Together. And it's just a really basic toe-up with a slight little cable up the top of the foot, a turned heel, and then the cables go up the side of the heel and come together for the sides. So it just will look really classy, and I'm using a mill end from Blue Moon. It's got a couple little fuzzlies on it, but I think it's going to be okay. I don't think those will bother me too much when I'm wearing them. And I like how Blue Moon socks wear. They're a little tougher than some of my other ones. So it's a nice one to work with, and it's a nice one to wear. So I also have gotten some yarn this week. Well, when I was at Tara Swiger's trunk show, I picked up some banana yarn. And it is so nice. It's got a real heft to it, but it's a beautiful shine. So I can't wait to make myself some sort of a little shawl to really show off the yarn so I can say that I have a blonde chicken shawl. I also got some things in the mail from Black Trillium, and I will talk about that next time because I'm not letting myself open the box until I'm done with my craft show this weekend. I did do a little bit of cooking this week. Not a lot because I wasn't feeling well, but I did take an evening where I made one of my all-time favorite recipes that I've made up, which is pasta bake. Kind of a generic name. It probably needs something better. It's basically a layered lasagna-like dish, but you use regular noodles, so it doesn't have to be quite as exact as lasagna does. But you take ground beef and spaghetti sauce and mix that together, and noodles and cottage cheese, and then a white sauce with some nutmeg in it, which really adds a nice, delicate flavor to the middle of this dish. And then cheese. And you pile it all together and bake it up, and it really is a delicious version of a lasagna. I really enjoy it. It's very good with some yogurt rolls, which is another recipe. I'll link to both of those. They're both on the Red Kitchen, and you can try them out. My geeky thing for the week is I found pocket frogs. I've heard several people talking about it. It's an app for your iPhone, and you can take these little frogs and make them jump over lily pads and eat flies. Kind of like having a little Tamagotchi. I don't know if that's the right word. Back in the day, I had a little electronic device where you had to feed your animal and make it happy. It's kind of the same idea. But it was a perfect little diversion for while I was in bed sick. I leveled up quite a few little frogs, and it's kind of fun. Very geeky, but kind of fun. My crafty biz has kind of taken over my life with the craft show coming up in just a few days. And then it'll be again next weekend. So I have spent all of my errand time getting things that I needed for it and all of my extra time making things to sell at it. We'd got to do a nice IKEA trip, which is always fun, and got some nice clip-on lights. We took a drive out to Washougal, where my family's business is, and borrowed some shelves and got to eat a nice lunch with my sister while we were there. We've just done a bunch of random little trips to hardware stores trying to find things to attach stuff to. I think my booth is going to be very pretty. It will be nicely lit. I hope I have enough inventory. I just really don't know. It's hard to guess how many people are going to come to this show because when we went to it last year, it didn't feel like it was very well attended, but maybe we were just there at a weird time. So, my crafty biz has been top on my brain, and it will continue to be that way. One cool thing that I did find while I was preparing for this over the last few months is this little dongle from Square. You can see their site, their Twitter is at Square, just Square, the word. It's this little dongle that plugs into your iPhone or your iPad that goes into the headphones jack, and you can scan credit cards. You just zoop it right through, and it looks like it's going to be excellent for taking payments. I'm hoping that most people will be interested in using credit instead of cash, or a check because that's a little messier, and this can go right into my account when it's done. So I finally got a chance this week to test it out with a couple of my cards, make sure it was all working. It's really cool because it will send a receipt to either a text phone number, like a text message, or an email address. And the receipt is really nice. It shows the person where they bought it. If I put in a note, it'll tell the information about it. You can even take a picture of the item as the person is buying it so that they can see what they bought. So, yeah, I'm really hyped about that. That seems like a really good thing for any small business. So, you can check it out. I'll link to them in the show notes. If I could giggle for a few minutes, the word of the day is repinkification. That's what you do when you make your hair pink again. So I repinked my hair this week and it looks cute again. And I'm having fun figuring out what clothes I'm going to wear for which holiday events so that it will be the real Christini look. This is a short show. I will be back with you again soon. Hopefully, next Wednesday, I will record another short podcast or maybe a video cast, depending on how busy I am. I really wanted to record this from my bed, but I knew that the video quality would not be nearly as good on my iPhone versus my real microphone. So, next week, I should have some exciting stuff follow up on my craft show. And I'm also going to Crafty Wonderland, which is the big giant show in Portland, and that is bound to be exciting. I should also have some Christmas recipes because by that time I will have figured out what treats I'll be baking for people because that is lower on my priority list this week. But it's still one of those things. It's on the list. I just am not stressing about it until next week. So, I look forward to talking to you then. Until then, you can check out yarningspodcast.com for all of the info on the show and the show notes from today. You can see the Yarnings Podcast group on Ravelry. There's a link to that in the sidebar of the podcast site. If you'd like to follow me around during the day, I'm KDLB on Twitter, and I'm Christine on Ravelry with a K. See you next time. And that's the story.